Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It has been a wide and varied evening. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Check out freetalklive.com. There you can get interactive with the website, post stories, blog posts, whatever you'd like, link to them, vote them up, vote them down, do that. The others can do the same with yours. It's freetalklive.com. A lot more traffic there, say, than maybe your Facebook page. So if you want to get a story out to people, post it at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Zach in Florida. Zach?
How you doing?
And we're back with you.
All right. So I was just talking about how these unchecked inefficiencies in government lead to parasitic business models that feed off the easy money. They're created just to make, you know, what some people would call unethical money. You know, just like Medicare, these entire organizations are set up just to treat Medicare patients.
That sure. wouldn't really necessarily Absolutely. Exist in a free market, right?
Right. In the same way that doctor's offices have to hire all kinds of staff in order to, comply with the mandates and dictates of government. And
most lawyers are a great example of this because their jobs would not exist in a economy
CPAs,
where people interacted voluntarily.
CPAs, a large portion of their business is, doing taxes.
Yeah.
And these taxes are absolutely what you're talking about. So go on, Zach.
And, like, a good example is Michelle Buck. She wouldn't really be where she is today if not but for government incentive from being a tax attorney, getting welfare from the state for her farm, et cetera, et cetera.
And money for foster kids, too.
Yeah, quite a few dozen.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You can't really, you can't really hate on a company for trying to make as much money as it can unless... You know, they don't really run ethically. They just run, like, on automatic, like, make as much money as possible, keep going.
Sure. I mean, there's a need in the marketplace, and people will, attempt to fill that. So, it's just one of those things, I guess, is probably the best way to describe it.
And the thing is, you can't not do business with these companies you don't like. You can't not give Lockheed Martin money. You can't not give Raytheon money. You can't not give Blackwater money. You're going to.
Sure. Zach, on a much, much smaller scale than Raytheon, I run a tutoring business, and, this is a dilemma that I've dealt with a lot in the past, where sometimes the only way that I'm going to get an opportunity to work with a kid or do something really exciting is if the district pays me to do it, because the family doesn't have the money, that's a real conflict. And, I've debated with the people that I work with about should we really be trying to make relationships with these public schools? Is that really a good use of our time? Where, that's not a business-to-business relationship, and I'm probably, if I go in and try to talk to a guidance counselor about what I can do for students' SAT scores, I could talk and hand them, facts and figures, and they might just stand there and be like, why is this guy interrupting my Minesweeper game? That's not a business-to-business relationship, and they don't have the incentives to respond to what I'm offering. When I've gone into private schools and tried the same thing, I've been much more successful. But, I certainly understand that conflict, and I don't know what that feels like or what that looks like on a larger scale of these companies who see all this government money just dangled everywhere and they try to grab it. But you're definitely right. There's no way not to do business with them.
I mean, if you're in this conflict, I'm sure other people are as well.
Sure.
I'm sure it would just lead to the more unethical and, the worst people end up on top because of it. Because they don't care where the money comes from. They just want the money.
Well, I think there's a lot of rationalization, too. And I've even engaged in some of that. I've said, these people pay property taxes. These people who want me to tutor their child, but they can get the money from the district for some reason, like special ed or something else. And, they pay property taxes, and I'm just helping them get that money back for a service that they want. So, I'm sure as you go up...
In your case, you could argue that. But in a case like Lockheed Martin, when they make tens of billions of dollars that they didn't ever pay in taxes,
Mm-hmm. And they're really making bombs with it.
I mean,
that's a little different.
We have to protect the cradle of liberty, for God's sake. The only way you can, protect these things is with the blood of patriots.
Yeah, there's always a rationalization.
There's always a rationalization. And I'm not saying that these rationalizations, I always wonder, yes, I'd like the liberty-oriented police officer to be on the beat. I like that idea, and I know that there's plenty of them. They listen to the show. Some of them call in sometimes. But does it really matter if the liberty-oriented police officer is the one who's kicking my door in a SWAT raid? I wonder at what point does it end? Does it matter when people, believe in the ideas of liberty and the ones that don't? And to me, I've come to... We need to expand these ideas. This is the time's ripe for it. The world is in...
Yes.
Essentially, in revolution at this point, across the globe, they're looking for answers, and the liberty movement has them. The question is, how are we going to get those answers to these people that need them? And I think that at this point here in the United States, the liberty movement started the Tea Party, and it got co-opted by the Republicans. The liberty movement can, to some extent, in the form of Anonymous, started these Occupy movements. And they look like they're being co-opted by the Democrats.
The unions, yep.
And one really wonders exactly, what are we doing? What should we be doing? How are we failing here? And I don't know.
Remove the incentives, that'd be the best option.
What's that, Zach? Remove the incentives?
Remove the incentives.
Yeah, it'd be great, but, my magic wand isn't working today.
Exactly, of course.
So we're really in tough shape. The incentives exist for violence, and they, the government has, is essentially an organization that has risen to the top in the area of violence. It is the, it's the organization that protects us from the violent people by being violent, threatening us and them in the process. So... It is well entrenched, and I really don't know, how one deals with it other than education. Zach, I do appreciate the call. Let's go to Sean in California. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Sean? Sean, can you hear me now? Hey.
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
All right, so I've noticed, a lot of libertarians trying to reach out to the Occupy Wall Street protesters, trying to discuss the, various ways that government is responsible for the situation that we're in. Primarily the Federal Reserve seems to be a major target. But I do think there's sort of a problem I've noticed with a lot of the Occupy Wall Street people, and it's a problem with what you might call big government liberalism in general, and I don't think that we're going to really be able to make much progress as libertarians with Occupy Wall Street until it's addressed. To give you an example of something that I noticed, that they do the little pictures where they're holding like a notepad and they've scribbled on, blah, 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 I'm the 99%.
Yeah.
I remember seeing one where it was like, I'm a single mom, divorced, age 22 or something like that. I don't remember if that's exactly what it is, and I don't have, any kind of 401k or savings for my future. I'm the 99%. And I remember when I saw that, it's not that I don't empathize with her. I mean, that's, not a good situation to be in. But I also kind of got a vibe from that of, I made some decisions that really didn't work out for me, and nobody's covering me for it. And I do think there are a lot of people that want a society in which they can essentially leech off of others without having to provide anything back. And it's not that I don't understand, a desire for a safety net and things like that, but I do think there's a large amount of the population that has either been trained through their schooling or through their, upbringing that they should be able to demand, other people's labor for their benefit. And they're not going to be interested in arguments about how the government is causing the problems unless the solution you offer is you giving them something that doesn't require that they work for it.
Well, that's what's really sad about this, too, is that, they're going around calling themselves the 99%. That figure might not be accurate, but I think what's really sad, especially when you consider the direction that this whole movement's gone in, is that these people are really the 1%. You think about how many people there are in this country, and... how many of them understand something's wrong, and then how many of them are willing to do something about it, and you're not really left with anybody.
Yeah.
Just make one wonder. Sean, do you have something else?
No, that was just the thought that I had. I was just interested in opinions on that.
Thanks very much. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
If you want to advance in your leadership journey, you need to get out of your own territory. Don't try to be king of the hill, looking down from your high place on others. Come down and get with your people. Make it your responsibility to learn who they are, find out what they need, and help them to win as a team. In order to do anything new in life, we must be willing to leave our comfort zone. We have to take risk. We have to think differently. But each time we do those things, it expands our comfort zone and it enlarges us. If you want to grow as a leader, be prepared to be uncomfortable. But know this, the risks are well worth the reward. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie, the asset to the show.
You are an asset to the show. You have all kinds of assets. The time to stand up for freedom is now. The media won't help us. The establishment won't help us. They wish to black us out. Well, Let them black this out. On October the 19th, tens of thousands of Americans will be donating to Ron Paul's presidential campaign. BlackThisOut.com will join them in the fight for liberty and freedom. It's BlackThisOut.com. I am going to participate in this. I would encourage you to do the same. It's BlackThisOut.com. So, Stephanie, could you do a little recap with the last caller there for me? You're probably better at this than I am.
Sure. Well, I don't recall his name, unfortunately, but he wanted our opinions on the 99, the occupiers, basically, and whether they just kind of have an entitlement mentality or whether they just are looking to get free stuff. And I thought he presented his premise really well. He was saying that, you know, he can empathize with people being in a tough spot in their life, but he kind of just got this vibe that they are looking to get free stuff without them having to earn it. You know what I mean?
Are you paying close attention to this Occupy thing?
Medium close. I mean, yeah.
Do you get that same vibe?
Yeah, it depends on who they are. But for some people, yeah. But I can't really, I mean, it seems to be a natural consequence of the environment in which they grow up. You know what I mean? They are taught that they should get stuff for free and that it's too scary and too hard to go out on your own and be an entrepreneur or really be a leader in any meaningful sense.
So I tend to get a similar vibe. I will not claim for a second that every occupier out there is out there with their hand out wanting a free college.
It's a really diverse movement. And I think also like there are some people who grab onto the few things that are scribbled on notebooks that say I'm the 99% and yep, I want you to pay for my college. Like there are people who grab those on and perpetrate them and say, see, look, they're all like this. And they're not all like that for sure. But, you know, maybe there is a little bit of that out there.
What I'd like to see, though, is somebody, hopefully, and maybe it's happened and I haven't seen it, but somebody renouncing or the a larger part of the group renouncing these demands that they've made. I don't know if you guys have seen these.
I've seen some demands, sure.
Yeah.
And most of them look like they were, they're newer versions of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, yeah.
But supposedly that came from one guy in the forums, and it's not necessarily representative.
There have been some other demands that are sort of representative, and they are, they want to bring back the Glass-Steagall Act, and essentially politicked up versions of this. You know, we want our health care, we want our college, we want all these things, and I guess how does one, I tend to agree that there is a lot of that in the Occupy movement. I guess the message that has to be made for those people is, yes, the marketplace has your college for you. It has education that you need to get what you want in this life. So it has it for you. You don't need to go $100,000 in debt to get it.
Yep.
It has a better education for your kids. It has for you, for people that actually need help. Now, I don't know about the single mom. There's a lot of single mom stories out there, and I don't know. You know, they can be inspiring. They can be disheartening. It's really, it's hard to say. But in my opinion, I didn't F that girl. Am I responsible for taking care of her kids? Should I come over to her house and feed the baby too? I mean, I'm not trying to sound callous here, but at what point does my responsibility end? I mean, should she be able to sit around and do nothing? I'm working 12 hours a day, and I don't know how much more or less I'm making than she is. And it seems like saying, I demand to have my stuff delivered to me because you guys owe it to me.
About the college thing, that's the story that they're told. That's the narrative. It's like, if you want to be successful, you have to go to college, and it doesn't matter how much money you spend to get that degree. It's your golden ticket. And increasingly now, that's becoming untrue, because especially when it's degrees that
the golden ticket is kind of like golden concrete shoes. I mean, they're sinking these kids.
Absolutely.
It really, it's kind of like watching this, tribe, it's just stricken with famine. And the subsequent, from a drought or whatever, and mustering the last bit of their energy to do like a rain dance, when they're just going to the government and saying, you have to do something. And, if this all, like, let's just say hypothetically that over the course of the next decade things work out for them and we get a single payer, which is a hilarious, intellectually insulting euphemism, single payer healthcare system, and we get have more subsidies for college. You know, that will be the scene, and that will be seen as a success. But the unseen is all of the regulation and all of the obstacles and all of the flaming hoops that were set up in both of these fields, higher education and healthcare, that drove the costs up, the subsidies for college loans, and all of the regulations and the influence of the AMA and the healthcare industry that drove these costs up to where they are today, that those are government problems, and now they're turning right back around and saying, we need government solutions to government problems.
So wealth exists in sort of two ways. Wealth exists as in the real world as what the wealth we have today. Now, the wealth we have today is more wealth than we had 10 years ago. Mm. The wealth pie continues to expand. So hardworking people get wealth from two places, creating wealth and then getting wealth from other people. When you have a society like ours that has moving from a society that used to reward innovation and reward, people that, create goods and services for others in the marketplace, and moving more towards an economy where, people demand stuff, companies go for the government welfare, the easy handout from the government, and there's less sort of wealth creation inside the economy. I mean, there's a lot of the wealth that exists in the world was created in the United States when it was the freest country on earth. It is can no longer make that claim. People that are waving their flags and claiming the United States is the freest country on earth are not looking at the facts.
Yeah.
And there are other countries out there that are creating wealth at this point, and they're extracting the wealth from the United States. So you have this class of babies in the United States, and infant terribles, these terrible babies. My French
was
terrible.
Beautiful.
Okay. these terrible babies that believe that they are entitled to something because they're 22 years old, they're put out on the streets. Their parents don't want to take care of them anymore. They've only been taken care of all their lives. They don't understand what the real world has in store for them, which is hard work, responsibility, these kind of things that will result in good stuff. And the government is all more than willing to get in between you and your money and them and their desires and take a healthy cut for themselves. And this is how wealth is destroyed. This is how a nation is pillaged. And that's what's happening. Now, I don't know whether it's going to be 20 years from now that the United States is going to be not going to be the place to be. I've already heard some very influential people, I think it was Doug Casey. I think this is a Doug Casey quote. I'm not 100% sure. But he said, if I was a young man, I'd be in Southeast Asia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one's got to wonder. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
This is the show about your calls, so let's go to your calls. It's Conrad and Fargo. Listen to WDAY. Conrad?
Hey, I can't believe you guys are on my station. This is so cool.
It's your station?
Well, I mean, I've been listening to you guys since, like, I started college, so, like, the last 6 years.
Awesome.
And, yeah, and I've always been podcasting. You guys are finally in my town. I deliver pizzas.
You've been in college for 6 years, or you graduated?
No, I actually...
This story, Conrad, I'm not so sure about your story at this point.
Yeah, well, I'm actually back delivering pizzas because I make more money doing that.
Then what was your degree in?
I had 2.5 degrees. I had a graphic communications and an East Asian Studies major. I also took the honors class. The degrees were worthless, of course, because college is a waste of time and money. Don't go to college. I guess it's the best advice I can give.
I don't know if it was a waste for me. I think I got a lot out of college.
You're a doctor.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you want to do for a career. Like, if you want to be a lawyer or a doctor or even a veterinarian, an engineer, you need to go to college.
The question is the university the best way that you got that information? Maybe you could have gotten it for a lot cheaper. Information is cheap on the internet.
Well, that's...
You don't have to pay thousands of dollars.
Well, you know, I agree with you, although at the time when I went, I don't think the resources were there at least I didn't know about them, to teach myself biochemistry and physics and organic chemistry and all that kind of stuff. And
but I would
for
say
medical school, I would love it. In fact, I've had this idea before to make some kind of an open source medical education program that people could use to help themselves or other people or something like that. But
well, I think it's called Wikipedia. I don't know if you've heard of it.
well, yeah, Wikipedia doesn't have everything that you need to know about medicine. It has a lot of things. It has definitely a lot of things, but it's in some ways there are things that are missing that I would like to see added, and maybe I should add them. But I mean, I would like to make some kind of a program, like some kind of an online medical school, at least where people could learn the basics and then maybe go do some kind of field work where they are with a doctor.
I would think
you'd be
a better veterinarian by sitting in with a veterinarian than you would for going to, you know, I would think that you could probably learn by starting at age 16 at a veterinarian's office and be ready to, you know, be your own veterinarian by 25 to 28 or something like that.
That is how
and
it
have
used
made
to be done.
Minimum wage.
I think you have to have the basic foundations. Like, you have to kind of know a little bit about, you know, anatomy and physiology and other things, but
the veterinarian will teach you that.
My big point would be never to pay for information. Ever. Ever.
There you go. How much you got in student loans there, Conrad?
About 30 grand left. I started with 40. I paid off 10.
All with the pizza job?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
so what's the amazing story that you were calling about?
Yeah, I quit / got fired. It was one of those I quit and they're like, no, you quit, you're fired kind of thing. They kicked me out.
Is this
I got out of college.
From delivering pizzas?
Now I'm delivering pizzas. But no. I was an executive at a top 100 internet retailer. In fact, Mark, I was the one who twisted their arm to get us advertising with Free Talk Live.
I do appreciate that. Gotcha.
Huh.
Yeah,
I remember the conversation now, Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to bring up any names or anything, but I helped build their company. And then basically what ended up happening.
Conrad?
Apparently, they
heard
a
disconnect.
Conrad, you can call back. I wonder if we're having trouble with our phones tonight. You know, we've had two dropped calls, and
sure,
so we'll see what's going on. Charles, the board op, is claiming it was not him.
I like Charles. Hi, Charles.
You know, it's a tough position that kids today can get put in. They're told, go to college, and your life will be taken care of. Just go to college. Yep. Do whatever it takes. Get the loans. Do whatever. And it's not always the answer.
Oh, it's a real scam, because you think about in the last 20 or 25, 30 years, not only has there been such an increase in the pressure on these kids to go to school, like where now it's almost like, you know, the 13th grade.
I had no, there was essentially no option
for
me.
Sure, and me neither. But on the other end, too, what we already addressed is all of the additional money that's being poured in as subsidies, which is, you know, sending a signal to private institutions that it's okay for them to drive up their prices.
Sure.
So it's almost this, you know, I don't want to call it like a, you know, it's like a scam, pretty much. I mean, if you think about it, if you look at the big picture.
It's you know, it's tough stuff to try to imagine. I mean, there was a time when people would apprentice at jobs, and they would learn things. And I'm not going to say that the apprentice system was perfect in any way, shape or form, but I really have to wonder. And I'm not saying every job, Stephanie. I would say biochemistry. Maybe you should have a foundation for that one.
It's pretty technical, yeah. And I mean, but a lot of jobs have technical aspects to them that you can learn on the job. I agree with that.
And,
for sure.
But it seems to me that you could learn for veterinarian, you know, Brett brought that up, and I think it's a great example. I wish if I had the other life to live, veterinarian would be the thing. I like animals. Huh. You know, I'm interested in it. And I'll bet you learn a heck of a lot more by working in the veterinarian's office than you do by going to school. And that little.
Did you know that it's more difficult to get into vet school than it is to med school these days?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, because there are fewer vet schools, and a lot of people want to be veterinarians. It seems like a fun job. And actually, the veterinary industry is so much less regulated than medicine, allowing a lot of more. The veterinary clinics have very good customer service, and there are some people who say that their pets get better care than them, actually. And that's really sad. I think it's really unfortunate. And
I've heard that
shows.
In Canada, but I don't know. I don't know anything about anything. I'm not going to defend the United States, system either. It's half socialized too.
Yeah.
But in fact, it seems like you could learn 98% of what you need to know working in the veterinarian clinic. And then, I believe people need education. I believe they need continuing education in their jobs. I educate myself every day in order to be able to do my job better. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that other people are at least looking forward in their education. They may not be educating themselves in the same way. I mean, being a talk show host, one needs to be up to date on as much stuff as one can, and especially running a show like Free Talk Live, where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's nice to seem somewhat informed on these subjects, or at least have somebody in the room that's somewhat informed.
You know what? I have to disagree with something that the caller said, which was never pay for information. And I think that, maybe the information itself, he's right, but sometimes I think it can be really helpful to hire someone to compile information for you. For instance, I could go on the internet and pick a topic, whatever topic I wanted to learn about, and I could try to read all kinds of stuff and gather whatever I could from it. But, sometimes if I hire an expert to give me the executive summary, or if I get a book about it that's really well put together, it saves me a lot of time and I have the relevant information in front of me. You know what I mean?
I can see both sides of this one, and I tend to agree. Like, for instance, I'm interested in two subjects. If I were to go back to school and get a degree in something, and sometimes I entertain this, and it just goes to show how thoroughly we are, ingrained we are, I want to be able to say to people, for whatever reason, I've got a PhD in history and economics.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. I mean, I can learn all the things I want to learn about economics and history right on the internet, literally everything I want to learn. And I do spend a lot of time, studying these subjects, not as much economics as I should, because frankly, I have some trouble understanding it from the very beginning. But
it's not everything. A lot of libertarians like to look at everything in economic terms, and mm-hmm. that can get a little bit uncompassionate and a little bit boring and monotonous after a while.
Indeed. But, when you look at these, the way that people, choose to get educated, there can be an inspirational teacher, and I think that these are worth their weight in gold. If, for instance, the guy who comes to mind is this Anthony Robbins fellow who does mm-hmm. these, inspirational sort of speaking
and
things.
And sometimes when you have specific questions, the most efficient way to get those answered is by having an expert in front of you, not just necessarily looking for the answer in a haystack.
Sometimes they're wrong, though.
Yep, that's true.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Why am I giving them a number? Well, maybe you can slide you in here. 855-450-FREE. I'm only going to give it once, though. If you didn't get it, that's it. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
The last segment.
It's pretty harsh, Mark.
I can be, you know, this is no entitlement program.
Right. Yeah.
How do you like that? All right. Well, I think we absolutely need to get to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin?
Good evening, comrades. I wanted to get a little bit of insight from you guys. I subscribe to the libertarian philosophy all my adult life, but I've been really inspired by you guys and the concept of the Free State Project, and I'm really tempted to try to make the move and everything. But I'm also a pretty conservative kind of guy in that, you know, picking up and moving across the country and all that is a big step for me, and I wouldn't take that lightly. So I'm kind of wondering about if I start searching for employment. I work in the high tech electronics industry. Does that kind of restrict me to the Manchester area, or is there?
Not necessarily. Kelvin, I want to say, first of all, I'm really glad that you're considering moving to New Hampshire because you are one of my favorite callers on Free Talk Live. I'm not going to lie. I like your scientific
mind. You got a fan?
Mind.
You have a fan, Kelvin.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And
I love it.
He's Lord Kelvin. That's what I always call him. Anyway, what I would recommend is on Facebook, there is a group, and Facebook is used a lot by Free State Project people to network with each other, and so is Google Plus. But there's a group on Facebook called FSP Job Alert, and this has been an enormously useful group for many people who are out of New Hampshire and are looking for jobs. It's a group where there are jobs posted every single day from just public advertisements, jobs in New Hampshire, and many of them are in high-tech fields, engineering, software development, all kinds of things like that. And I've even seen biomedical jobs. So, I don't know, it probably would not restrict you to the Manchester area. There's a lot of that kind of activity up in Hanover by Dartmouth College, and as well as Nashua. So there's lots of different places you could go.
I think the Manch-Nashua corridor is kind of like this. Concord, Manch, and Nashua are pretty sort of a megalopolis almost.
Sure. I would think that half the state's population is probably within that.
Yep.
Like Tri-City
Easily.
Area. We also have Portsmouth, which is coastal. It's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city, though. And if you go, I think, past your area north, there isn't much.
There's not much up there, yeah.
What are you concerned you're going to miss by being in the Manchester area?
Seems like the hotbeds of agorism and voluntarism are keen, and then I read on Wikipedia that a place called Grafton, which I've never heard you guys even mention.
Grafton has, I live near Grafton, actually, and it's been pretty quiet lately. It seems it's a very rural place, you know, and it's difficult to find a good internet connection there. A lot of people go there because they want to be left alone, and understandably, it's beautiful, but a lot of the public activism, I think, takes place nowadays in Keene and Manchester. And, you know, Calvin, I would like to encourage you to come to one of the events like Liberty Forum, which is happening in February, or Porkfest, because not only would you be able to visit New Hampshire and take a look around at different areas and see what you like, but also you'd be able to meet a lot of people that you can network with, and they may be able to help you when you're looking for a house or a job, or just have some friends to support you.
Yeah, I think it would take a couple of years to really know where it was that you felt that, you know, you felt you needed to live inside of New Hampshire.
Yes, I agree. So maybe renting for a year or two is an option as well.
Mm-hmm. Get a job wherever you want to get a job and live near your job, and then, you know, travel to different, different ones of these places.
The good thing about New Hampshire is you can pretty much drive from anywhere to anywhere within at least an hour, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours. So it's pretty accessible.
Does that answer your question?
And one more aspect of this is I get the sense sometimes that there's sort of a discrimination, or free staters are sort of looked at with suspicion by a lot of people, and I can kind of understand that, because my understanding of the Free State Project is that the idea was to find a state with a low population where a smaller amount of liberty lovers can move there, and I thought it was to affect the political process, because we're pretty much crushed anywhere else in the country. So anyhow, I was wondering if I should not advertise the idea that I was of the Free Stater.
I think
ideology.
Openness and honesty for me in my life are the best policy on pretty much everything.
I would not volunteer this particular information any more than I would volunteer the information that I was Hep positive. I had Hep B. I think that this is information.
It's not a disease to be a Free Stater.
Indeed, it's
and
not.
And even if you had hepatitis, you shouldn't be discriminated against because of that.
But I think these are the realities, and that people make decisions based on things they know about you, these little tidbits that they may or may not know. If somebody finds out you're a Free Stater after a year of knowing you, that's one thing. It's another thing entirely for somebody to find out the first piece of information they find out about you is that you're a Free Stater. And I don't think that there's really particularly any value in riding around in a van that says, "I'm a Free Stater," written on the side, because it...
Well, sure, the Free State Project... If you live your life in a way that you're proud of your actions and you are an upstanding person, you know, and you can say... Yeah, I'm a Free Stater, and people might see that, and their perceptions might change if they had a misconception or something like that.
A few of them might. Most of them will probably just see a van going by and say, "Oh, I hate those people. They're here to take over my state."
I don't know that it's that bad. I think it's an exaggeration that most people hate Free Staters. I mean, especially outside of Keene, I think that there's... Probably most people aren't aware of what the Free State Project is.
Well, I have an interesting example, too, that kind of relates to this.
Mm-hmm.
I do a podcast called School Sucks, and I also am a private education service provider. I do SAT tutoring and college consulting in this very state. Now, if the typical, overbearing helicopter parent that would want the services that I provide for SAT were to Google my name, I'm likely going to lose that client. But what actually happened is that because of what I had done with this show, there was homeschool groups in the state, you know, so there's a lot of like-minded people who aren't just Free Staters. They're in New Hampshire because, you know, they see New Hampshire has this reputation as a freer place already, and they wanted to homeschool their kids here, and they came to me, actually, to try and set up a sort of cooperative.
Because you were out and open.
Because I was open. It wasn't...
But you're in media, right? I mean, you're talking about being out and open on media.
And I'm obviously judicious about how I would reveal this information to people because I don't really think it has much to do with what I'm doing professionally. But I'm just saying there was a way that it did work out. But I also see, you know, Mark's point of view that there are ways that it would not work out for
so
me.
So I was sitting with a friend of mine from a Quaker meeting, and this is a gal who's lived in New Hampshire most of her life, and her son has lived in New Hampshire all of his life. He's a mechanic in the local area. And, there's been quite a few Free Staters that have shown up at their Quaker meeting. So she certainly, a couple of years ago, asked her son, hey, what about these Free Staters? She doesn't know anything about them, so she asked her son, and her son said, oh, Free Staters are bad. Now, her son knows nothing about Free Staters, but all he's ever heard is, you know, the few things he's gotten through the newspaper and friends and people that, you know, believe this or that or whatever. So they, if it comes down to it, libertarians have a message that is contrary to everybody else's philosophy in some way, shape, or form.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of common ground.
That's true, too. There's a lot of common ground. However, people tend to focus on negatives.
Yeah, but it's a great opportunity to talk with a person about collectivism and how you are an individual.
If you can control your message, then you're in great shape. I think it's fine if you can control your message. Sit down with a friend that you've made in New Hampshire and say, look, I know how you feel about Free Staters, but I want to reveal this to you. I'm a Free Stater. This is what Free Staters really believe. Da 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 da. However,
no,
if you write around...
No, this is what I believe, because people are individuals. I don't think Free Staters all believe in the same way. I mean...
Fine. What I'm trying to tell you, though, Stephanie, is walking around with a Free Stater shirt doesn't do anything to convert anybody. It does nothing for the people in New Hampshire. What does
it
do
I disagree
to forward
with that.
Your message?
I disagree with that, because if they see somebody who looks like me wearing a Free Stater shirt or whatever, maybe they say, huh, she doesn't have horns. You know, she doesn't
I don't think any of them really truly believe that the Free Staters have horns.
Yeah, but if you're saying that they have all these negative conceptions of Free Staters, if they see someone who looks...
I wear a business suit, and they don't like me either.
Well, then that's kind of their problem. I mean,
my suggestion to you, Kelvin, and you can take it as you wish. My suggestion is it's information you should keep under your hat. You're not defined by this one thing, one website that you've gone and clicked something on in your whole life.
I was thinking about more job interviews when you have to make a first impression.
Good Lord, no.
Why do you want to come to New Hampshire?
Wear a cop block t-shirt.
I love the weather. Free Talk Live. You can check out more at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.